So, this is video 13, and today we're going to do dialogue for different occupations. So, occupations are different kinds of jobs that you might be thinking of getting in the future. Dialogue pictures for different occupation jobs, it's a police officer, a tailor makes clothes, a cook, someone that like a chef that makes food, a singer. You might want to be a singer. Dialogue for occupation practice. This is a dialogue that a policeman, a tailor might have if something happens. Here's a short little story. A tailor reported his sewing machine stolen and he called the police. This is the conversation they discuss. Conversation means the way they're talking to each other. The police officer says, "I'm Officer Daniels, what is the problem?" Taylor, the tailor says, "My name is Mr. Jones. I'm a tailor. I make clothes for people. Someone has stolen my sewing machine." The police officer, "When did you notice it was gone?" The tailor, "It was here yesterday before I left work. This morning I didn't see it anymore." The police officer, "I'll report this and we will try to find who stole your sewing machine." So this is a conversation that an officer and a tailor might have, the officer to the tailor. Another dialogue for occupation is a cook and a singer, and someone asking him about their job. So Dan was walking down the sidewalk and met up with Jane and Matt. This is the conversation they had. Dan says, "How are you both doing today?" Jane replies, "I'm doing fine." Matt says, "So am I. How are you?" So Dan tells them, "I'm great. What are your occupations?" And Jane says, "I'm a cook. I cook at a hamburger place called Wendy's." Matt tells Dan, "I like to sing, so I'm a singer in a band." And Dan says, "Those are wonderful occupations." So this is a conversation that three people are having. Now, this is what you're going to do. You're going to create your own dialogue. So you create the names of the people that you want to have a conversation, and you create your own sentences for each person that you want to have, for each person that's talking to each other. So, like here, I created the name Dan, and then I wrote what he said, I'm asking a question. And you can ask questions, and then you can have them answer the questions. Okay? So that's what you're going to do. You're going to find different names. It could be your brother's name, your aunt's name, your mom's name, and then have sentences talking to each other. Okay? So that is what you're going to be doing. Dialogue pictures for different occupations. These are different jobs, different occupations. Here is a baker. A baker makes bread and donuts and bagels. Veterinarian, this is a doctor that takes care of animals. Now, here the picture says to take care of a dog, but a veterinarian also takes care of birds, and he takes care of cats and horses and cows and goats. He's an animal doctor, veterinarian. Artist. An artist draws or paints pictures of other people or landscapes like trees and the forest and the area like valleys. So they like to paint. A waiter delivers your food. When you go to a restaurant, you'll order some food and he will bring it to you. He usually also takes your order and then he brings you your food. This is another conversation that they're going to be having. A baker, a veterinarian, an artist, and a waiter. An artist, a baker, and a veterinarian went to eat at a restaurant. They sat down to eat lunch. The waiter came to them. Now, the waiter's going to ask them, "Hello, what would you like?" The waiter, "Hello, what would you like to drink? And would you like to place your order for food?" The artist, "I like to drink a Coke, and I also like a hamburger and fries." The veterinarian, "Give me a glass of tea and a small pepperoni pizza." The baker says, "I'd like a glass of milk with a piece of pie." The waiter tells them, "I'll place your order and bring your drinks out to you. Thank you." So that is a conversation that you might be having if you go to a restaurant. You're telling the waiter what you would like to eat. And a waiter will always ask you, "What do you want to drink? And what kind of food would you like to eat?" And you look at a menu. Again, you're going to create your own dialogue. You're going to make up another occupation. So ask your parents or ask your friends. Go to the store and ask them, "What do you do at your job?" Go and ask when you go to the doctor, "What are some things you ask your patients?" So you can make up some dialogue. All right, so you need names, or you can write the occupation. You can write waiter or a veterinarian, or you can write names like Joe and Jane. Okay, and write what would they say. Dialogue pictures for different occupations. Again, this is a carpenter. A carpenter makes houses, so he needs to buy lumber. Lumber is wood that has already been cut from a tree. That's lumber. A gardener plants vegetables, or they can plant fruit. So they have to make sure the garden grows nice and you don't get any weeds. The painter, he paints walls. He paints your walls, or he paints the outside of your house. So that's a painter. One day, a carpenter, gardener, and a painter went to the store. The carpenter asked, "Hi, Lucy, what are you buying today?" The gardener, "Oh, hi, Mike. I'm here to buy some flowers to plant." The carpenter says, "Hey, Joe, nice to see you. What are you doing here?" The painter says, "Hi, Mike. I'm here buying some paint brushes to paint a house. What are you buying today?" So the carpenter replies, "I'm buying some lumber to build a table and chairs." This is a conversation that people have while they're seeing their friends out there. You go to the store, you see your friend, you go, "What are you doing here?" And then they'll tell you, and you ask them, and they can ask you the same thing. Again, You're going to make up some dialogue, but first put the names or put the occupation you want to use, and you can use the ones that we've shown you here. Carpenter, gardener, painter, use different sentences. Or you can use, the occupation or the names of the people. But you have to make sentences, make your own dialogue. Other occupations that you might be thinking you want to be is a dentist. A dentist takes care of your teeth. A professor or a teacher, they teach people to read, to write, about history, about science, about literature. So that's a professor. Or a lawyer. A lawyer helps you when someone breaks the law, and they will help you get out of that problem. A lawyer met a professor and dentist at a party. This is the lawyer talking. Are you Professor Dan? The professor says, yes, I am. I work at the University of Michigan. And this is Lori. She is a dentist. Who are you? The lawyer says, I'm Mr. Smith. I work for a lawyer's office. I help people when they get in trouble with the law. The dentist. I work for Dental Smiles. I like to help people keep their teeth clean and healthy. Again, you need to practice doing dialogue. Practice with your friends. Make copies of this if you want to, and have your friend and yourself pretending you're talking to each other. You're going to do, again, this is your homework. You're going to practice writing occupations or names and write your sentences and questions, asking them what they're doing or what's their occupation. Different occupations, the builder. A builder builds the buildings like houses and skyscrapers. A reporter asks, they'd like to interview people when there's a disaster or when something fantastic happens, or the sports, they like to interview people. And they write about those people. A farmer, it's almost like a gardener, but a gardener likes to plant flowers and all this, where the farmer likes to also plant a certain kind, like he grows corn or strawberries or jalapenos. So they grow food also. A fire started at a farm. The reporter is talking to the farmer and builder. This is the reporter asking, Mr. Martinez, how did the fire start? The farmer says, the horse kicked the lamp onto the grass near to my house, and the fire burnt down my house. The reporter asked, Mr. Jackson, how long will it take to build his house again? The builder, it's going to take 2 weeks before his house will be ready. So, I want you to practice these, because this is helping you practicing these words. This is helping you have a conversation with someone else. so you can practice saying words and asking questions. Again, I want you to do either jobs or names, occupations or names, and write your own dialogue. Here's your fluency. Practice reading sight words as fast as you can for 1 minute. Held. Held is to hold somebody. Held. Repeat. Held. Anything. Anything can be anything that we have in this classroom. Like anything can be like cameras or chairs or sofas. Anything. Repeat. Anything. Sure. I'm so sure this can happen that you really, really know it's going to happen. Sure. Repeat. Sure. Quite. Quite. You can use this word as, it was quite wonderful what that little girl did. Quite. Repeat. Quite. Real. There is something real about, well, let me change that. There are many real things happening in this world today. The news, if you look at the news, many disasters are happening with snow and weather. Real. Repeat, real. Death. There was a death in the family. So, death means to die. Repeat, death. Body. This is a body. Repeat, body. Free. I am free to run outside. Free. no one can stop you to do something, so you're free to do it. Repeat, free. Probably. Well, my probably would be maybe. Probably I'll do this. Maybe I'll do this. Repeat. Probably. Having. I'm having a party. That means you're going to make a party. Having. Repeat. Having. Cannot. This you can use. I cannot do this. Or you can change it to a contraction and say, I can't do this. Repeat, cannot. Really. I really need to do this, okay? It really means that you have to do it. So repeat, really. Behind. I can stand behind the chair. Repeat, behind. Themselves. When people are talking about their own things, that's themselves. Repeat, themselves. Brought. Someone brought me this book. So, brought means to bring. So, brought, repeat, brought. I'm. I'm is a contraction. A contraction you separate is I am. I am. I'm. Repeat. I'm. Together. When I get together with my friends. Together. Repeat. Together. Who's going to do this? Who's going to do that? It's a question word. You're just asking as a who, but you can use whose. Repeat, whose. Heard. To hear something. I heard something. Repeat, heard. Became. I became angry that you're going to feel something. Became. Repeat, became. Shall. Shall we go outside? Means you're asking someone to do something. Shall. Repeat. Shall. Solutions. When you have a problem, then you need to fix it, so that would be the solution. Repeat solutions. Problems, when you have a problem, then that's when you're, usually a problem would be like getting in trouble with your parents or getting in trouble with your boss. So that would be a problem. Repeat problem. Tell. You're going to tell someone to do something, so you're asking them to do something. Repeat, tell. Seen. Seen means you've already seen something. Like, I can see the cat, or I've already seen the cat. Repeat, seen. These here will repeat over again. You have to practice them 3 times. For 1 minute each. This is very important because these words will come out in a lot of different books, and if you memorize them, you won't have problems reading.